Hello again, Audio Boo. Good afternoon. Dean Reed here. So this is my part two boo for the Limestone Way walk. The section that I'm going to be doing is 28 miles, so it's by no means a vast expanse. I finished the night shift at 7 o'clock this morning, and I went home for a few hours sleep, which was broken sleep, thanks to the dog. She was seeking attention most of the morning, so it kept me awake. So I've had around about 2, maybe 3 hours sleep. So I've got half of today and half of tomorrow to complete this short 28-mile section of the Limestone Way. And I'll do the other southern bit another time. But I've just been walking along for the last 2 hours or so, and ordinarily I would have music on because I'm walking alone. I have some music on or listening to booze or something like that, but I've just been walking along, content my own thoughts. And I've been listening to an audiobook, quite a famous one actually, I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's called A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson, and it documents his journey along the Appalachian Trail in America, which is, or the United States of America, which I think, from memory, is around about 2,200 metres long. He does skip parts of it, but I decided to continue listening to it because it reminded me of when Pilgrim Chris and I were walking the Pennine Way. We began listening to it, so I thought I'd continue on and keep listening to it because I quite liked it. So obviously over the last couple of nights I've been listening to it at work, and it's got me thinking about long distance walking and the mindset that you need to have to be a long distance walker or a through hiker of huge trails like that. I mean, I've only attempted baby trails, the 100 miles along the West Highland Way. I journeyed along the Pennine halfway along the Pennine Way until injury stopped play. But it's got me thinking about the mindset that you need to be, you need to have. You need to be hard, you need to be tough. And I totally admire Audio Boo's very own Big Rick, all one word. I was listening to his epic boos about his Trail Trekker challenge, the 100 kilometers, 60 mile beast of a trek in the Yorkshire Dales. And hats off to you, my friend, seriously. That is one trek, especially considering that the aim is 30 hours and you were pretty darn close to that. And that is some going. And it takes some mental strength. I think it's, you get to a point where it's mind over matter in challenges like that. And I hope one day that I'll undertake something like that myself. See, I dare say that fitness-wise I'd be able to do it, because I'm fairly fit. But you need the mental strength. And Rick certainly has that by the sounds of it. He didn't let it beat him. And to the point where he could have quite easily felt like he could have gone on for longer. So I think you need that kind of mindset. Never give in sort of mindset. And I read the book by Keith Foskett about his trip along the PCT, the Pacific Crest Trail. And that's a huge, almost 2,000 mile journey as well. And I think the statistic is something like 20% of people that set out will make it to the end. So obviously 80% will drop out. That's a huge proportion of people. But then again, it is a huge mileage, a huge undertaking, and a huge chunk of time out of your life. I suppose for most people, being able to take 4 months or 5 months out of your life, that really is like once in a lifetime sort of thing. I don't think everyone could spare that much time each year out of their own lives But hats off to them that do. I admire you, I really do. So I'm just wandering along, thinking about all sorts of different things. And mainly the Pennine Way. Yes, yes, I'm still kicking myself that we came home. And obviously because the memory has faded now of the injury, I'm thinking to myself, should I really have stopped? I could have carried on, just pushed through. But I've said this before, that I knew at the time, I made a mental note in my mind, remember how this feels, because this is how it's going to feel if you don't stop. So I've come out today to get some mileage under the feet, under the boots, and just stretch the legs again, because I have been out and about since the Pennine Way. I've been out on the bike, I've been out wild camping a handful of times, but I've not really covered any great distance. I have on the bike, but it's not really the same as walking. So, I don't know, maybe I'd lost the faith in myself, I think, to do this sort of thing. It's a shame, really, because even my partner will admit that sometimes I'm a bit of a one-track-minded person. I can neglect some duties because all I want to do is go off walking. But I've not been like that lately. I've been concentrating on the home life, and I've let the walking slip. Obviously, you need to get a balance, that's fair enough. But I've just not really had the drive or the want to go out trudging across the hills. I don't know why, I think it's because of the Pennine Halfway saga. The fact that I feel like a failure. Anyway, that's enough of the morbid stuff. I'm near the village of Alton now, and I can see a rock formation called Robin Hood's Stride. It looks like a medieval castle, although it's just a formation of gritstone. So when I finally get there, it's just on the brow of the hill, I'll take a photo to include with this boo. But once again, you're not going to hear these boos till tomorrow. I did try and post the first one, but because I've been a cheapskate, I turned off the cellular data upload in the Audioboo app. So that's why it didn't go. Okay, so I may as well save them all now until the next day, so you'll hear them on Thursday the 13th or whatever it is. Okay, well, thanks for listening to me drivel on. Ramble on. That's been a subject on Audioboo recently, hasn't it? I can ramble as well. I may not be as prolific as some, but I certainly can. I do feel it sometimes. Because once again, I've got a minute and a half left in my 10-minute limit. And I could quite easily carry on just talking about anything while I ramble. Okay, so once again, big thumbs up, big hats off, everything, high five to Big Rick at all one word. Huge achievement. I've sent you a DM about it and we've had a chat backwards and forwards, but I thought I would just say publicly, high five. And it's on the tip of my tongue. I would like to say I'd love to do it with you next year, but I'll get a bit of confidence back first. You might even say get lost, you're not coming with me, but it would be something I'd love to do. The Yorkshire Dales National Park certainly caught my imagination, and really like it. The part across Penigent and things like that, where we did the Pennine Way, quite like the old Yorkshire Dales National Park. Okay, well, I'm in the Peak District now, so I'll probably get struck by lightning if I start talking about another national park while I'm in the glorious Peak District. Okay, I've rambled on, nearly 10 minutes. Okay, goodbye for now. Just coming back on this one very quickly, I said that the Appalachian Trail was 2,200 metres long. Make that miles, folks. Make it miles. Can't you tell I've only had 2 hours sleep? Bye for now.